Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm always excited when I have a guest on the show that is investing within the same real estate path that I am. And to explain that a little bit, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you how to invest essentially in the housing segment. We invest in single-family properties and multifamily apartment communities. And there's different avenues within that. And I'm not going to go through necessarily all the avenues on today's show, but there's different ways to invest specifically in the apartment community segment. And today's show is a passive investor in apartment communities. And that's an area that I began focusing on in 2018 myself. Our guest today has done it on a scale a little greater than I have. So again, I'm excited to have this gentleman on the show. But I do want to remind you that as you go down this passive investment path, each year actually gets better and better. I'm kind of in that sweet spot right now where many of these deals that I'm in are starting a season, year three, year four. And at that point, usually there's a sale or a refinance, and you get a windfall of really cash that you can then reinvest into what I call the cash flow snowball. So to talk about it a little bit, I'm happy to have on the show today real estate retired Gerald Crane. Gerald, thank you for joining us today.
Happy to do it. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you. And Gerald, as we unpeel this show, if you would share a little background about yourself.
Sure. Well, I live in the Dallas area. I'm from Dallas and lived here my entire life and went to school in West Texas in Lubbock and then moved to Louisiana and went to school there, but then came back and moved back to Dallas and practiced in the orthodontics industry for 30 years. I was an orthodontist in Plano.
Excellent. Well, let me ask you this, Gerald. At some point, you took a turn and began investing in real estate. Yet, I know, I'll put it this way, I'm blessed that all three of my kids had crooked teeth, and you can take that how you want, but I've spent a lot of money with orthodontists myself. I had braces myself. Why would a successful orthodontist even take a look at real estate investing?
Well, because when I was working, you know, I would read about the future and about retirement, what was going to happen after I stopped practicing. And pretty much what I did was the save and hope philosophy. I saved, and I just kind of hoped it was going to be enough. And so as time went by, you know, 1 year turns into five, turns into 10, turns into 30. Then you think, well, this savings that I have, I don't know that it's going to be enough if I stop working and then I just start spending that money that I've saved. And so the save and hope philosophy sounded good when I was saving all those years when I was working. But then when I decided, I can't work forever, then I realized that amount that I'd saved was probably not going to be enough money to last me through retirement. So I needed an investment that would have cash flow. And so we have some friends that participate in Lifestyles. And they told us about it, but more than what they told us about it, it was their actions really that spoke to me. And I saw them retire, and they're younger than I am, and I've known them for a number of years. And so, of course, that piqued my interest. And so when they told us about how they were doing it through Lifestyles and through passive income and cash flow, then that's really what guided us to Lifestyles.
It's an interesting proposition when you, and I went through essentially the same mathematical process myself, Gerald. I started looking at what I was saving, and then I was using the old 4% rule, right? You can theoretically live off of 4% of what you saved, and that's what you spend. And the idea is that you're going to be living at a lower tax bracket, but you'll never exhaust your money if you only pull 4%. But I was looking at 4%, I'm like, wow, this is going to be pretty miserable. And so that's how I started looking for other strategies and found real estate. But the fact that you had essentially two friends, and I know who those friends are, they're super passives, they're very successful, and I think you and I are both old enough to remember the old E.F. Hutton commercials. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen, and when these two passives speak, I definitely listen. They're very bright people. So do you feel that because you had those two friends, you were able to kickstart maybe at a faster rate than if you had just stumbled into real estate on your own?
Well, what it showed me is that it's just not theory. You know, because sometimes we hear theories about business or business models, but we really don't know anybody or that's actually doing it. And so it's almost like it's not real and it's not everyday life. And so the fact that I not only could see somebody doing it, but I knew them, and I actually knew them before they got in Lifestyles, and then I saw them actually doing it, it gave me the confidence that to know that as long as we did the business model and followed what they had done, then yes, then it would be successful.
Interesting. Did you have a long conversation with them? Was it over several months before you went to a Lifestyles meeting, or how did that unfold?
Well, I found out from one of their kids that they had retired. And so, you know, I was at work, so I was busy. And later that night, I shared that with my wife, you know, so-and-so retired. And she looked at me like, whoa. You know? She thought, oh, does he have health problems? I said, no, there's nothing like that. He just he retired because he can. And so then, but we didn't take action immediately, no. And then I would say we probably 3 or 4 months later, we ran into him on the street.
Well, Gerald, I'm going to have to hold you up there. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side and talk about what it is to be real estate retired with Gerald Crane. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're talking with Gerald Crane, and Gerald was able to retire himself through real estate investing. He was a very successful orthodontist. And Gerald, when we left off, you were sharing that your friends that you knew in your area, you had found out that they had retired, and it was the good retirement, the one that we all look forward to where we retire on our terms, not getting retired because we're forced to get retired for whatever reason. And you were sharing that story with us, and you'd brought it to your wife. Take us from there.
Sure. So we just happened to run into him on the street a few months later. And so, of course, he might have wanted to talk about the weather or the sports, but I wanted to talk about his retirement. So I asked him.
Yeah.
I said, okay, so I have to know more about this. And so then he gave me some details about Lifestyles. And then we met for dinner that weekend. And then after that, he invited us to a case study a few weeks later. At the Lifestyles office here in the area. And then 2 days later, we went to the weekend course, and we haven't looked back.
Excellent. Went to the case study, took the 2 day. What were your thoughts on that 2 day? You being successful in your own business and owning your own practice, and then here you are sitting through 16 hours of real estate investing. What stood out at the 2-day?
Well, I would say what stood out the most was the way it was presented from a business standpoint and from a financial standpoint. And not just that you put investment in a pot and stir it a little bit and then somehow you get returns, but exactly the numbers behind the investments and the leverage that's used and exactly how it produces the returns that it does.
It's eye-opening to see how you can. I owned a single family home before Lifestyles Unlimited and then realized I needed to do it better. I wasn't doing it. I was still making money, but I knew that I wasn't as effective as I could be. I found Lifestyles Unlimited, and then sitting in that class, I was shocked to see the different ways that you make money on a property. I thought basically you buy property, rent property, and that's how you make money. And there's so much more to that, seeing this business. So you went through the 2-day. I take it your wife was fully engaged on board, or what were her thoughts about the whole process?
We felt the same way, actually, which is nice, obviously, that we yeah. were seeing it from the same perspective. You know, you hear stories about wives that if their husband retires, they don't like him around the house as much, but she actually wanted me to. We were looking forward to spending more time together. And so when she saw the possibilities that could happen, she was all for it. And so that was nice, because obviously that's the way it should be. And so we joined that day, the day of the second day of the 2-day.
Outstanding. You knew immediately you wanted to go passive. No thoughts on single family homes or becoming a lead or even buying your own apartment community as an independent rental owner?
No, because, you know, I'd worked 30 years. And so the word passive was very appealing to me.
Yeah.
And so the thought that I could invest passively and have cash flow returns on a quarterly basis was something that you just couldn't beat in my book.
Do you see yourself hitting a point to where you're done, or what's the long-term strategy?
The long-term strategy is just to keep doing what we've been doing. So no, you know, we've had a number of friends and that we've made since we joined Lifestyle say, you know, would you like to be a lead investor? Would you like to be a syndicator? And no, I don't think we would. Not in the near future. We don't. We're enjoying the passive approach a lot. And so you mentioned a few moments ago how in year 3 or 4, that's when things can start to snowball. And that's really where we are in the line of things. We've been in it since 2018, and we're seeing some of our investments now sell and refinance. And so we're just going to keep doing what we've been doing. One thing that we're impressed with about Lifestyles is that they have a business model that's successful. And while they can, I'm sure over time, you know, they tweak it to refine it, to tailor it to the present time. It's the same basic business model. And so everybody's encouraged to follow the plan. And so it's not like we as passives or the leads have to figure out what to do. We're educated to what to do. And so we like that. So we're just going to keep doing what we're doing.
How did you choose the deals to invest in? Based on the number of deals that you're in from the time that you joined, and I want to get back to that for the listener. You joined in December of 2018, so here we are right at the 3-year mark. Your real estate retired. It was real estate that retired you, not the orthodontic practice, and I want to talk more about that in the later segments, but how did you find the deals to invest in?
Well, there's a lot of meetings that are held monthly where the passive investors can meet the leads. And so that's something that we like about Lifestyles, is that we're not investing with somebody that that we don't know. So we get to meet the leads. And so everybody that we've met at Lifestyles is very open with their information and sharing information, so we can ask the other passives about their investments and their experiences. And then we can ask the leads about their goals for the property. And obviously, since we need the quarterly cash flow. We like to have deals that are yield in nature that will pay distributions on a quarterly basis. And so we have structured our investments toward that, really toward the goal of the investment and by who the lead is. You know, we meet the lead and we get a feel for how we think that lead is going to conduct business. And so far, and we ask other passives, you know, we talk to other passives. We're very involved in the whole process. And so that's been very successful for us.
Gerald, you hit on two things I want to come back to. And for our listener that may not know, there's different types of properties. You have a yield play, essentially, as we term it, and that's pretty much a stabilized property, but it can be tweaked to make it a little bit better, but it's going to cash flow fairly immediately. And I'm just going to throw out a generality. Not all deals are the same, but typically a yield play will stabilize within 6 months and begin paying month seven, essentially, after 6 months, that first quarter after, will begin paying that dividend versus what we would call a value play. And that's a really deep, that's a really messed up apartment community that has to be fixed seven ways to midnight. Everything from the residents to the property itself. Many times it needs to be repositioned, and that property may not pay for 2 years. And there's hybrids in between. So for the listeners out there, a yield play is going to pay you fairly quickly. And what Gerald was seeking was cash flow, because he had retired from his business, which we're going to talk about on the other side, how he spent only 3 years as a real estate investor, yet a couple of decades as an orthodontist, but it was real estate that won at the end of the day, not the W-2 income position. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Dell Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started in 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison, and as always, we're talking about your financial freedom, working on your financial freedom. And I have a guest on the show today that is real estate retired, that is enjoying financial freedom after only 3 years of investing in real estate, Gerald Crane. If you have any questions for me, if you want to know how to get started, how can you learn more about real estate investing? How can you learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited? Please send me an email. I respond personally to each and every email I get. And my email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. So Gerald, how many different deals are you in right now as we sit 3 years later?
Right now we're in 30.
30 deals. Excellent. So that's just under one a month. If you think we've had 36 months since you kicked off here, you've done just under one a month. Did you do the majority in 2018, or has there been a plan, or just as these come up, you've invested in them?
Well, just as deals that were appealing and attractive to us, then we got in them. And really, it's been pretty evenly distributed over the time since we've been involved.
Excellent. And Yeah, you jumped into this. I love talking to folks that see the light immediately. They say they look at it, they analyze it, they realize the information is good. You had the added bonus of two friends that had retired themselves with real estate. So you had the actual real world experience, if you will, instead of just a concept. You've got two friends that you could bounce it off of. Do you have any thoughts on, I've dedicated my position, essentially what I do on every day in real estate investing. It's all about gaining that return on net worth, RONW, engaging that. How much is my net worth earning for me? Is that a concept you had even considered prior to Lifestyles Unlimited?
No, really not. Not until the 2-day that we went to. And when I heard about it and I calculated what ours was, it was super low.
Yeah, like 0.00 something, right?
Yes.
Did that shock you? I mean, you've got upper level degrees, obviously being an orthodontist. That takes a lot of dedication, a lot of studying, a lot of work. You've got to be very bright. Not everybody makes it through that program. And then here you are sitting in a 2-day financial freedom seminar talking about real estate. And they're bringing up a concept that, honestly, I wish they taught this in intermediate school.
I agree with you. And yes, it got my attention in a hurry because really, I'd looked at return on investment. You know, you put money in a mutual fund and you can look at the return on investments, and we tend to focus on the ones that make a lot. And so we kind of fool ourselves, or I did anyway, fool myself into thinking, oh, my investment in mutual funds is doing so great because I like to look at the one that was doing great.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the return on net worth, then the numbers obviously take a nosedive in a hurry. For me, they did anyway. For us, they did. That's not why we got into Lifestyles. We know we were already really in the 2-day. We were already sold by the time he got to that. But if there was any doubt, that erased it and certainly carried us forward. And so one thing that we've actually done, one thing about net worth I wanted to mention to you when I was thinking about net worth is a lot of our friends in Lifestyles who are retired, their net worth has gone up through their retirement. And that's such a foreign concept. It was a foreign concept to me because in my old way of thinking, when I was working and I had the save and hope mentality for the future, I thought, well, I'll get, you know, my net worth will go up. And then after I retire, it'll go down. Like you mentioned, 4% withdrawal. And then you just hope, you know, you hope, in essence, you hope you die before it runs out.
Correct.
Well, their net worth has gone up since they retired. And that's awesome. That's awesome. And so what we did once we got in and once we realized how these investments can change our lives, we started looking at the toys that we had accumulated through our life and through our married life. And, we're all for having fun things. But yeah. if we had a toy that we didn't use, like a car, like a collector car, we had a few, but we liked them, but the fun had kind of worn off. We didn't use it. We sold it because we asked ourselves, okay, if we didn't have that toy and we could buy it for what it's worth, would we buy it? And for most of the things we have, it's like, no, we don't really even like that anymore. So we sold it and we invested that money into multifamily properties.
You're hitting the nail on the head in another concept that has really driven home with me, and that is that wealthy people buy streams of income. And by that, for you listeners out there, a stream of income is as simple as a single family house. I go buy a property that I want to rent to a great family. I fix it up. I make it super nice, get the family in there, put some leverage on it, and I pay everything associated with it, taxes, principal, interest, insurance, and the remainder is cash flow. That's a stream of business. That's what wealthy people buy. And as simple as a single family home, or it could be a 50 unit apartment complex that you want to buy. That's a stream of income. And so what Gerald has done is he's invested in 30 different businesses. He's bought 30 different streams of income. So the 1966 Chevelle in the garage isn't as sexy anymore when you look at that Chevelle and you go, my gosh, I could change that Chevelle into two more streams of income. And yeah, I'd love to have an old Chevelle or a GTO, but right now I haven't hit where I want to be. So we're not playing that game, my wife and I. So that was interesting that you said that, Gerald. Would you describe any of what you're doing right now, the last 3 years, as difficult or complicated?
Not at all. Not at all. When I was still working, sometimes it was the only difficult thing was sometimes going to the meetings, just because I was working so much. Because when you own your own business, it's not a 40-hour week. Yeah. But in that case, my wife went and I went when I could. But even when we couldn't go as much as we would like, we still were able to get into the deals. And so it's been something. My only regret about Lifestyles is that I didn't do it a lot earlier.
That is the million-dollar question, and I'm not exaggerating. Why didn't I do this sooner? And yes, I say often that if we were to ask a real estate investor or ask 1,000 real estate investors what your big regret is would you do this over? Would you do this deal different? There's really no such thing as essentially a bad deal. If you do your math right, it's going to cash flow. There's better deals and there's great deals and there's home runs, but all the deals, if they're cash flowing, are good. But everybody to a T will say, I wish I had started sooner. Gerald, what's your family, your immediate family think about you being a real estate investor? I mean, changing gears from being an orthodontist.
Well, they were surprised. When I told them that I wasn't going to be, practicing anymore, they were surprised. They were happy, obviously, but they were surprised. And I explained the Lifestyles model to them. Some of them, have kind of glassy eyes, but most of them get it. And some of them are going to join as well. But my immediate family thinks it's great. You know, they think it's awesome, mainly because they saw how hard I worked for 30 years, and now they see the lifestyle I have now, and so they're envious as well, I do believe.
Yeah, it's a good feeling when your family supports you, and for the most part, my family's come around. At first, yeah, they had their questions. I mean, they lived in the same world we did. You know, they just wanted to make sure we weren't throwing our money away or getting caught in something. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue this discussion on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show after a short break.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Mike Harrison. If you're just now tuning in, this is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We are a real estate and mentoring group. We've been in business for over 30 years. We have members in all 50 states, over 50,000 members over the last 30 years. Lifestyles Unlimited was founded by successful real estate investor and millionaire Dale Walmsley in Houston, Texas. And essentially, Dale's passion is to teach people how to become real estate retired. Dale was able to retire in just 2 years. He wanted to pass that on to others. He got trapped in the corporate W-2 grinder where they just grind and they grind. He got trapped by the stock market corrections. And I hate that word. It's not a correction. That means that something was wrong to begin with. But Dale's passion was to teach people how to become real estate retired. And our guest on today's show, Gerald Crane, did just that. in 3 years, Gerald retired himself. And Gerald was an orthodontist. And last time I checked, if the business is set up properly, orthodontists don't do, they don't do poorly. But that being said, he was working. I can imagine, Gerald, how many hours a week were you putting in? You owned, was it a practice or a couple of different practices? Tell us a little bit about that.
I just had one office for the most part. There was probably, out of that 30 years, there was 15 years where I had two offices, one in Arlington and one in Plano. But for the last 10 years or so, just in Plano. The hours a week, you know, we were open 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes and when the office is not open. So I would put in 60 to 70 hours a week.
I can see that. You being an owner, it's not just fixing crooked teeth. You're having to figure out what's the taxes going to be, the income, you got the human resource side, you've got the marketing side, you've got the facility to take care of, the equipment. I can't imagine what some of that equipment cost. I'm sure you're not paying cash for that equipment. I'm sure you're paying a monthly whatever, you know, your barn to buy the equipment. So yeah, a lot of moving pieces in that. And so you were able to essentially flex, look at real estate investing. You began 3 years ago. You're retired today. Were you and your wife shocked at the speed of which all this came about? I mean, when you started, did you think, okay, I'll give it 5 years, 8 years, or what did that look like?
Well, when we do something, we go all in, my wife and I. So when we decided to do it, we went all in. And so now we weren't surprised at the speed, because really it can happen as fast as you want it to. You know, if when you join, if you want to take, somebody wants to take a year to get in their first deal, it can take a year. But we knew from the friends that we had in it that how successful we could be. And so we weren't going to wait for the perfect investment deal to come along, because it probably doesn't exist. We were going to look at good and great deals. And that's how we got in so many. When we evaluated a deal, we didn't say, well, I'm going to have to be talked into this when I read the paperwork, that I'm going to have to be talked into it. I looked at it from the standpoint of, I'm going to find a reason. If there's a reason not to, I won't. But otherwise, I'm going to assume this is going to be a good deal. This is before we actually obviously invested in it. And of the 30 that we're in, I would get in all of them again.
Excellent. There's a couple parts to that that are intriguing to me. These deals, are you targeting a certain part of the country? Are you in one area geographically, or are you looking for anything like that? Or if the deal makes sense, you don't necessarily are concerned too much of where it is?
All of ours are in Texas, but that's not a requirement. It's not something that we said we wanted to do. It just happened that way. We've looked at opportunities in other states, but we have not invested in any other states. So most of them are in the Dallas area. Some of them are in Houston. Some of them are in San Antonio. And one is in West Texas. And so the area is not really anything that we're, you know, there's no area we're going to shy away from. It's more the deal and the lead. And one thing I wanted to say also about the lifestyles in general that really appealed to my wife and to me is that, you know, because we did run a business, and so we know how important it is to take care of our customers or our patients and our and my history. And lifestyles, they have the saying, best product, best price. And we want to take care of our residents. We want to make the apartment community a nice place to live. And that really appealed to us. You know, if we could say, well, we're going to buy this apartment and we're not going to do any maintenance on it and we're going to just run it into the ground, but man, we're going to make a great return.
Mm.
That wouldn't appeal to us. That would not appeal to us one bit, because we want to treat people right. And although we are passives, you know, we're not at the apartment. We're not. We don't really have any say in the day to day. But that's the overriding goal in lifestyles, is to make the apartment community nice and a home, and that really appeals to us. And so, if we can do that while we're making a good return, then that's awesome.
Gerald, I'm so happy you said that. That is a big part of what we do. I've I've rehabbed houses where I've had people that live in the neighborhood come around and thank me and shake my hand and practically give me a hug because, not to go deep into that, but just it was the party house and I took it over and cleaned it up and things like that. And you're exactly right. There's such a perception out there that when people find out that we're landlords and we invest in real estate, they think of us immediately as that slumlord, and nothing could be further from the truth of the lifestyles model is that we're buying the bad product, the poorly managed product, and we're making it truly the best product. And that's not just fixing the parking lot and putting in new windows and fixing the roof. That's getting rid of the bad residents. That's making it a safer place. That's adding playground equipment for the kids. That's adding maybe a couple of computers for the kids to do the homework in the side of the office. That's adding maybe English as a second language class. That's making nice, safe, functional places to live. And that is a good feeling. I love seeing the before and afters and getting the business reports from our leads on the property, what they did, how they changed it, how they transformed it, adding the dog park, little things. So yes, thank you for mentioning that part, Gerald. I hadn't thought about that for a while, but that is a great factor of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, you look at some of the stuff, take David Fisher. I mean, he buys some properties that I don't think my dog would sleep in. And then when he's done, they're beautiful. He's refinished the wood floors and he's put AC in places that never had air conditioning and things like that. So yeah, thanks again. Gerald, what would you say your keys to success have been throughout this whole process?
Well, I would say that listening to other members of Lifestyles and educating ourselves, it's, you know, I come from the business world where it seems like other people who may have a similar business down the street, they don't really look at you as a colleague. They look at you as a competitor. And so they don't want to share information. And so one of the keys is that we've had, and a big key, is that we've educated ourselves, and Lifestyles has that in person. Lifestyles has it online, to where you can go deep into the understanding of the financials behind the properties, and you can ask people. You know, we can ask the passives, we can ask the leads, and they're all very helpful. And so it's not like, oh, we have to decide exactly what to do all on our own, even though obviously as we get more and more experience, we're able to do more on our own, but we can always ask people. And to us, it's a great feeling, and it's something that that we help others as well, but it's something in the business world that doesn't happen too much.
Yeah, that's good information in that regard, and the fact that we make friends. I've got a ton of friends within Lifestyles Unlimited. And I remember first going to the meetings by myself. My wife wasn't necessarily on board like yours was initially. She wasn't against it, but she wasn't on board. But the fact that if we don't know an answer to something, so we ask somebody and they say, so-and-so does this, and they know exactly how to help you there. Go talk to this individual. Or if that's what you're interested in, let me help you in this regard. So above and beyond being real estate investors, a big part of our success, honestly, is the fact that we're a networking group of like-minded individuals. Gerald, we've got a few seconds. Could you share, if someone's listening to us right now and they haven't taken action, we're almost at the end of the year, what advice would you offer them?
Well, I would offer them to learn everything they can about Lifestyles and visit if you can, go to the case study. You can do it online, I believe, and then go to a two-day and learn about it and learn that it's not just hocus pocus. It's based in not only sound business principles from treating people, but also it's based in sound financial principles.
It absolutely is. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We are a real estate and mentoring group. We've been in business for over 30 years. We have members in all 50 states, over 50,000 members over the last 30 years. It's real. If you're listening to us today and your W-2 job's a dead end and you're looking for a different way, I suggest you check out Lifestyles Unlimited, lifestylesunlimited.com, or send me an email, askmike@luinc.com. I want to remind you, just like Gerald shared with you, it's not the money. It's The Lifestyle. See you next week. My name is Mike Harrison. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.